Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:15 now on this Friday morning. A lot of rumors in the air, a lot of everything in the air. Mike Dettelier joins us now. Before we talk about the Saints and the Falcons, do you hear anything about LSU, Mike?
Well, certainly has heated up big time with Lane Kiffin. And because of, you know, he was supposed to have a meeting today with the athletic director at Ole Miss. And I think we'll get some pieces of clarity today, one way or another.
I know you're friends with Coach O. Is there any shot that he would come back?
He said that I had him on 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He said he would be open to come back to LSU if the right opportunity presented itself. Him and Lane go back a long time. They were coached together at USC. He coached at Ole Miss. And then when he got fired, 1 year with the Saints. But then he joined Lane's staff at Tennessee that 1 year, and then Lane left to go to USC and joined him there again. So there's a lot of connections between him and Lane Kiffin. He was highly complimentary of Lane a couple weeks back in saying that he thought he was the best play caller he had ever been around as far as offensive football was concerned, and made the comment, I'm a line guy. You know, my specialty is, you know, what happens up front. Lane looks at all 22 guys. And he said he's a genius sort of doing that.
All right, let's talk about the Saints and the Falcons offense against the Saints defense.
Well, it's going to look different. No Michael Penix in the lineup because of the knee injury that he'll have surgery. And looks as though no Drake London either, who's really one of the elite receivers in the National Football League. They're going to go heavy with the running game to protect Kirk Cousins. And, you know, Kirk, ever since the Achilles injury, has not moved around very well in the pocket at all. And he was never really, what you want to call it, say, a mobile quarterback, but he always had a little bit of movement left-right. Now he's, they don't have him anymore, but he's a phone booth quarterback. I know where he's at. He's in the pocket. So my big thing is to stop the two guys, Bijan Robinson, who's one of the best in the business at running back, also a terrific receiver coming out of the backfield, and the hammer, Tyler Allgeier, who's had some great games against
the
Saints.
Yes, he
has. And so you know what it's all about. It's about stopping the run at this stage, and if they can do that, you can put a lot of pressure on Kirk Cousins. My thing is try to blitz him right up the middle, put pressure on him. He's not a movement guy, and kind of influence that pass.
Tell me about the Vikings. I think Kirk Cousins. Tell me about the Falcons' offensive line.
Well, they've had some changeover because they lost their longtime center, Drew Dolman, in free agency to the Chicago Bears. And they brought in, he's an undrafted free agent. He's done a solid job there, but he's no Drew Dolman. I try to attack them right up the middle, right over the top of the center. Their offensive line's really built to run the football. And it's been sort of weird, Tommy, to watch them because of the fact that at times it looks impressive for them because of those two running backs. And because of Drake London, too. When they need something, I'll go to that 6 foot four and a half receiver. But he won't be in the lineup. So who do they go to, you know, when you need a third and nine or maybe a third and long situation?
Tight ends?
Well, could that be Kyle Pitts? And you look over the last dozen years in the SEC, he's one of the signature players. He was a tilt-the-field guy at the University of Florida. He hasn't done any of that. And he's just caught a handful of passes the last couple of weeks. Now, against the Saints, he's got to play a bigger role. But first things first, you know what they're going to lean on. And that's going to be Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier running the football. Darnell Mooney, who had a great year a year ago. Yeah, I don't know what's the best term to use, but he's almost been a shell of himself this year as a wide receiver, former Tulane wideout. Everything is sort of misjointed with the Falcons on both sides of the football.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. We'll talk about the Saints in offense and Falcons on defense. Mike Dettelier, our guest every Friday morning, is Rouse's Football Friday. Rouse is the official supermarket of the Saints, 820. Traffic now, WWL. 824 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, real quick, you remember the worst job you ever had?
I was a teenager. my dad worked at Bollinger Shipyard. And so during the summer, when they would sandblast a boat or something, it was to remove the sand from that particular area.
And that's what you were doing?
In the middle of the summer. It was
pretty miserable.
Wasn't the most pleasant deal, put it to you that way.
I can imagine it wasn't. But it got you to get an education, didn't it?
It got me extra money. That's what I was worried about at that time.
All right, let's talk about the Saints on offense against the Falcons defense.
Falcons defense has been feast or famine. They have been one of the leaders, Tommy, in getting pressure on the quarterback. And especially over the last 3 weeks, they've put up a ton of sacks. They've also given up a ton of big plays in the secondary. They're a team that, they were worried about stopping the run before the season started, and it's still an issue with them. Teams were trying to throw the football on them. Now they try to run it. But it's been either really good or really bad with the Falcons on defense. Got a couple of young stars there for them eventually, and Jalen Walker at linebacker, James Pierce, the pass rusher. Their best player, Caden Ellis, former Saints linebacker. And talk about a guy who has really developed into a top player in the NFL. It's been Caden Ellis, not only against the run and as a pass rusher, but, and we saw it here his last year, his ability to drop in coverage. He's really good. But again, similar to their offense, there's been a lot of hits and there's been a lot of misses. And it's all over the board for them. Pass protection's key against them because they're coming after you and they send an extra people. But they don't play with any confidence at all in anything they do. It's sort of a weird team because they were really built to make a run at this in the NFC South. And it hasn't happened. And it's Jen Hale, who's on with us quite a bit, and she does the preseason games for the Falcons. And last week she made a comment to me that I wonder if their season ended in Berlin. Because she said it almost felt like all the air came out of their balloon football wise.
For people that don't know what that means, Mike, explain to them.
In essence, they went to overtime against a very good Indianapolis Colts team. Mm-hmm. They had put a lot into beating the Colts. And then finally the coach figured it out. You know what the hell with this throwing the ball? They gave the ball five straight times to Jonathan Taylor, and he scored on the final run. And her deal is, I just got a feeling that maybe that was the final sort of strike. Hmm. And then you lose Penix for the year. Then you lose London for a period of time. And you've got some injuries. And they've got talent, but it has not meshed at all. It's an interesting point. And I do think the Saints win this week. If they win, beat the Falcons, this team is in major free fall.
Do you think it comes down to a field goal like it always does?
No, I think maybe a little bit more than that for the Saints.
Really?
Yeah, just a gut feeling for me. And finally, Monday, Bob said, Mike, you're finally going to pick the Saints to win. Because I've only picked them twice this year. Once against the Giants, and once I thought they would beat the 49ers early on in the 49ers and still have a ton of injuries. And they had a shot, didn't do it. No, I think the Saints win this game. It could be 6 points or more.
So tell me about what you expect to see out of what you would like to see out of Tyler Shuck this week.
He is going to have ups and downs, just like any other young quarterback. But, man, you see a lot of good upside with him. And that if you can protect him, you're going to be able to hit some big plays on the Falcons. But you got to be patient a little bit. I would try to run the football again. That is your young quarterback's best friend, or even an old quarterback's best friend, being able to run the football. Falcons haven't done a good job stopping the run. And then you get into some situations where if they respect the play-action pass, I can hit that pass downfield in that middle range part of the football field. I just think the Saints win a game like 24-20, 24-17, somewhere in that range.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Saints and LSU fans, you can meet Mike Dettillier and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, this afternoon at Rouse's Market in Metairie from 4 until 6. They'll count down to the big matchups for the black and gold and purple and gold. And if you have family or friends coming over for the holidays, stop by, say hi, stock up on everything you need for Thanksgiving dinner. You can huddle up today, make groceries with Haas and Dettillier at Rouse's Market. This is one of 2,900 vets, 4 till 6 on WWL, always live on the free Odyssey app. We'll take a break, come back and talk about jobs report. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 844, 16 till 9. We're asking you to text in 504-260-1870. Tommy's top five today of what is the worst job you've ever had in your life, or even a job you'd hate to have. Mark Hamrick joins us now, Bankrate senior economic analyst. Talk about jobs in a different kind of way, the delayed September jobs report. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well, my friend. Happy pre-Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. On a lighter note, do you remember maybe in your career somewhere the worst job you ever had when you were coming up as a kid or whatever?
I've been remarkably fortunate, Tommy, but, so I don't really have any experiences like that to share. I will tell you briefly that, I grew up in Kansas. My dad was a newspaper editor, and he thought all journalism outside of the newspaper was, let's just say, subpar. Mm-hmm. And so he told me I needed to be a newspaper delivery boy, and either that or gave me the option of picking peaches down the road in the Kansas heat. Well, I began to hang out at the local radio station when I was about 15 and avoided that peach picking and the newspaper boy job. So I've been blessed to have had a career that probably defied my dad's expectations.
At least you avoided the peach picking, right?
Exactly.
Tell me what the delayed September jobs report showed.
It shows that the job market is not robust, but it's also not cratering per se. And there are really two conflicting headlines here. One is that we had better than expected jobs creation in September. This is a PS report, pre-shutdown. and we know that lasted for 43 days. The one that is concerning, the unemployment rate continuing to rise to 4.4%. Remember, that had bottomed out in the mid 3% range a while back. That's the highest since October of 21. Elsewhere, we had a contraction now in retrospect because we get these revisions of the previous 2 months with every report. And so with the decline in payrolls, a modest one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In August, coupled with the contraction in June, we've now achieved something in the dubious category that was last achieved in 2020 and 2010, and that is 2 months of payrolls contraction. And so 2020 was, of course, the pandemic shutdown year and the reopening, and 2010 coming out of the great financial crisis. So what I would say, it's a very uneven economy, a very uneven job market, and this is a story that shows healthcare, social assistance, they did the heavy lifting once again in jobs creation. That's not the backbone of a very strong job market. Leisure and hospitality raise a glass to food and drinking establishments. And we want all those people out there to do well, but that's not going to be what's going to, you know, keep the economy flexing its muscle.
What is the backbone of job creation and what keeps the economy flexing its muscle?
Well, first of all, I would say more clarity, less uncertainty, less volatility. And we've had all of that in spades so far this year, in the sense of, you know, what do the tariffs mean? When are the tariffs going to hit? How does that affect consumers? How does that affect business? Oh, the shutdown comes, right? And now our elected officials, in their finite wisdom, decided to fund the government only through January 30th. So that Damocles is going to be hanging over us again, with at least the fear that there could be another shutdown. But I think that we have to also celebrate our wins here, in the sense that the U.S. economy has been remarkably resistant. And that is true of the moment, with, you know, complaining about a national unemployment rate of 4.4%, in a sense, because we've obviously had a much worse time in macro measures of the economy in the past. So, you know, I would just say, if we can get some consistency, including with the tariffs, and it does seem to be leveling out at a lower level where the worst case scenarios have been averted. But we know this is a tool the president likes to wield quite aggressively, and all it takes is, you know, one country to seemingly aggravate him, where, you know, we get a social post and then everybody's saying, oh, what does that mean? Of course, in the positive sense, you know, we just had the announcement about the reversal of tariffs affecting many foods, which is, you know, is important. We apparently have realized that we cannot subsist on American-grown coffee and bananas, okay? Which, in other words, we are dependent on many of these things coming in from outside the United States. So, I think there are reasons to be potentially optimistic about 2026. The tax cut's going to hit. There's going to be bigger refunds going into people's bank accounts from their federal income tax returns. And if we do get tariffs that are sort of consistently at a lower level, and perhaps we get through the so-called one-time price adjustments that occur related to them, maybe we can put some of the worst of the inflation impacts behind us and make further progress. That, I mean, you know, I would always pray for that kind of an outcome.
All right, let me take a break. Somebody texted in and said, I don't understand what downward revisions to payroll means. You can explain when we return. We're talking to Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst. Somebody else wants to know, when will we know the true story, the true result of tariffs, if ever? 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker. Couple of minutes left with Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst here on WWL, talking about the September jobs report being a kind of mixed bag. Somebody texted in and wanted to know about downward payroll revisions. What does that mean?
Yeah. So basically, there are two legs to the monthly employment report. The first one's the simplest, the unemployment rate, the percentage of people who are in the workforce who don't have a job. The other is how many jobs were added or lost. And so that's the payrolls portion. That is a survey of establishments, including businesses. So we got the September report, the pre-shutdown report, but that also contains essentially, let's say, a revision or improved statistics on the previous 2 months, because there's been more time to survey people, get more responses from those earlier surveys, because, you know, these are people that have to respond to the surveys, whether they're business operators or people who are in their households. And so that uptake in survey responses obviously improves over time. And so then the government gets a more complete picture. And so it's always 2 months lagged with the revisions, meaning the improved statistics. And so for July and August, we get the improved statistics relative to what was earlier released, and those are the revisions. And so we're talking about payrolls, the number of jobs added or lost on the part of enterprises, establishments, including not-for-profits and governments and the like. And so now we know that in August, payrolls contracted or shrunk. And that is essentially the story with what happens with revisions. It's simply that over time, we get more data and therefore can make additional assumptions and analysis of what had been happening several months ago.
Let's talk about tariffs and when do we know if they worked, if they didn't work, who they hurt, who they helped?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just getting ready to write something here today about, let's begin with the good news. The cost of Thanksgiving food is estimated by the American Farm Bureau Federation to be down 5% this year. And as the family's chief cook, bottle washer, and grocery shopper, I can tell you the promotional opportunities out there, for example, on frozen turkeys are amazing. Many grocery stores are cutting those prices just to get you in the store. But my colleague Sarah Foster is also doing a story that appeared on our site about holiday essentials, and she's finding that 78% of holiday staples are costing more because tariffs are pushing goods prices higher. So this is still a work in motion. We're going to be figuring this out next year as all this continues to play out.
Thank you, Mark. And jobs report for October is due or delayed?
Not happening. Really, the one to watch is the November release. That comes in mid-December, a bit delayed.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time and your insight. As always, Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst. I'm glad you were able to avoid that peach picking, too, because I don't think that would have been any fun at all. We're asking you the worst job that you've ever had, 504-260-1870. Still some time to get yours in, and we'll have the top five for you after 9 o'clock. We'll also talk with Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. We'll talk with JR, get you some weekend winners. Keep an eye on the LSU coaching system. All that coming up right here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.